In him was life, and that light was the light of men. Those who dwelt in darkness have seen a great light. The word of God is life. The word of God brings light. Experience the wisdom, presence, and the power of Jesus Christ through the ministry of his servant, Jonathan Lagan. Welcome to Pneumatech.
The miracle working God,
your name is Yahweh.
One more time. You are the miracle working God,
your name is Yahweh.
Clap your hands if you know he's a miracle working God. If you know, they that do know their God shall be strong. It's only for those who know their God. Clap your hands and give him praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you excited to be here? Maybe you missed me too much, or some of you are angry. Amen. If you're excited to be in July's miracle service, let heaven know how excited you are. Joy and rejoicing will not depart from the tent of the righteous. Somebody give him a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Walk up to 2-3 people, shake them, hug them, prophesy to them and said, today's service is your service. Tell them, God told me tonight is your night. God told me tonight when I was praying to my Father. Hey, summer. I said, prophesy to your neighbor. Tell them, when I was praying today, God told me tonight is your night. Tell them, relax. All the prayers you have prayed will be answered today. Come on, let heaven know how happy, how joyous, how expectant you are. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, 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 I sense something is about a surprise. Hey, God is about to sneak up on someone. God is about to shock someone. Hey, weko iye, weko iye, weko iye. I don't know why I'm singing. Weko iye, say. Weko iye, weko. Yeah. do wonders in your life, Lord. I say he will do wonders in your life. He will do wonders in your life. Hallelujah. Calm down, man. How many of you know tonight is your night? You feel it inside of you. You sense it. God is about to do amazing wonders. Amen. Now, this is what you call the shout of joy. The spirit of praise. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You are not just shouting because of the song. No. The Spirit of God is moving excitement in you so that you can be ready for what God wants to do. Most times, when people go to a shrine, they enter with reverence because of one old man there with chalk on his face. But when people come before the Ancient of Days, I expect that they should be aware that there is no other power ahead or above. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Listen, when your case gets to a Supreme Court, there is no other court that can rule. It's either they give you judgment in your favor or against you. When you appear before God, you have come before the Supreme Court of Supreme Courts. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And Jehovah will give the verdict for somebody tonight. I start with this prophecy. Anything that has withheld your expectation for long, from January up to June, all through the first half of the year, I declare that beginning from this moon, it will be released into your hands. I said it will be released into your hands today. In the name of Jesus. I want you to shake the hands of your neighbor and tell them, listen, tell them, welcome to the better half of the year. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, when you want to get married, they say you have found your better half. It's not just second half. It is better half. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Everything that escaped you in the first half of the year. Every promise, every prophecy, every long-standing expectation. Hey! Is coming into your heart. You believe in Shanelana, amen. Now clap your hands and give him praise. Clap your hands. Clap for the next 20 seconds. Clap your hands. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Hey. Tonight is your night, too. Huh? Tonight is, tell your neighbor, tonight is my night. Tonight is my night. Turn to the other neighbor, say to neighbor, tonight is definitely my night. Hallelujah. I have a message from the Lord. Hallelujah. It is only that you lose and leave. It's recorded in his word. All you have to do tonight is focus on him. Focus on Jesus and not me. Look and live, say, my brother. Look to Jesus.
Look to Jesus. And
he's recorded.
He's recorded.
Tonight, I want you to take your minds off any distraction. For us here in Maiduguri, I know it's very hot. Take your minds off the heat. From now to the end of the service, if you can, just focus on Jesus. It's a sacrifice coming here. So don't come here and go back the same. God's servant Bishop David Oyedepo has this to say. He said, every day is God's day. But the day you believe is your day. May today be your day. How many of you are ready to receive everything that has escaped you? I feel an anointing here to forcefully deliver into your hand every prayer that was answered and diverted. Every request that was answered but hijacked. Every long-standing expectation. I feel that's part of what God wants to do tonight. God wants to force it into your hand. Let me see the devil that will hijack it again after tonight. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And so tonight, the Spirit of God will move in this place, distributing bountiful blessings to as many as are ready to believe and to receive. The Bible says in Mark chapter 9 verse 23, if you can believe, it says all things are possible to him that believes. Never underestimate the power of faith. Never underestimate the power of faith. Some of you have believed God till now. The good news is that today the answers are being released. And God will be glorified in your life. In Jesus' name we pray. Clap your hands and give Jesus all the praise. Hallelujah. Please, can you be seated in the presence of the Lord? I welcome every one of us, those of us in this auditorium, those of us following in our watch centers, our viewing centers. I think we should just put our hands together for all the people following in our various satellite centers right now. Please celebrate them. It takes a lot of faith to be gathered somewhere else and connecting to this service. And I pray that you'll be the first partaker of what the Lord will do in Jesus' name. Distance is not a barrier. In fact, distance is not a quantity in the realm of the Spirit. God can move beyond borders. God can move transcontinentally to visit his people. And that's what we will see him do today. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'd like every one of us to ensure that we are prepared to receive. Please take your eyes off Jonathan. I'm only the instrument and the vessel. Now we've seen God do mighty things in this place again and again. But I pray that we will not get used to a miracle service. Am I lying by that? Am I lying? Even the testimonies you heard today are signs that God works wonders. And I believe that God will do wonders in your life today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yahweh, you're the miracle working God. Your name is Yah. You're the miracle walking God. Yah. Listen. You're the miracle walking God. Listen. Miracle walking God. You're the miracle walking God. Your name is Yah. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. Thank you, Lord. You're the miracle working God. Your name is Yah. Your name is Yahweh.
Your name is Yahweh.
Oh.
You are a miracle walking God. Your name.
One more time. Your name is
Yahweh.
And we call you Mighty God.
You are a miracle.
Heavenly Father, we are gathered before you today. You have called every month for a miracle service. And I ask that both in this place and around the world, that you will do mighty miracles, signs and wonders. Not just so that we can be spectators, but that every one of us will receive. Address every long-standing situation in the lives of your people. Open up a new door in the destinies of men today. And take the glory for yourself. Bring revival to us. Bring renewal. Bring spiritual edification. Restore that which is lost. Lift those who are downcasted and down. In the name of Jesus Christ, let there be an anointing to command breakthroughs. In Jesus' name, and we praise you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. God is going to do amazing things tonight. A lot. There's a strong anointing for breakthrough. And that's what several of us will see manifest in our lives tonight and after tonight. God is going to remove every limitation, every obstacle. Some of you, the kind of possibilities you will see manifest in your life after today is what will make you realize that there was an obstacle, there was a barrier, because it will come from left, right, centers. In my life, I've seen God do amazing wonders and signs almost on a daily basis. I've seen miracles, strange testimonies. Testimonies that if they are shared, many of you will not believe. I wish I can even share some recent testimonies as we travel around. But, okay, maybe I'll share one. And I want to show us something before we get to the word. Amen. We had a 2-week tour recently, and obviously I wasn't in the house here in Maiduguri, so it happened that we had to connect Pneumatech services, but I think we had our services here. Amen. And I just want to show you some of the things that the Lord is doing in our midst. A few photo slides, just so that you can be amazed at the workings of God in and through our lives. Isaiah chapter 35 and verse 6. It says, then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For waters shall burst forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. And a stream flows. Alright? It's a body of water that moves. And we are seeing God extending the mighty things he's doing here beyond these borders. And so I'm going to show you a few photos, so you just sit down and be amazed and glorify God for what he's achieving. Amen. Now let me tell us something, to our global family, but specifically to us. Every territory has its own challenges. Every territory has its own unique adversity. Every territory has its own strongholds. And in my experience in ministry, and as I've had the privilege to converse with, you know, those who are ahead of me in ministry and even fathers of faith, the north of any country, especially the north of Nigeria, but generally the north of any country, is a very difficult place to break through. For instance, if you go to Sudan now, the only place you have Christianity in Sudan is South Sudan. The north of any country,
The strongest witchcraft in Ghana is in the north. I don't know why the devil is so particular about the north, especially northern Nigeria. So, when you see an indigenous ministry start like this, without receiving funding from CBN, from 700 Club, from which other place? Christian Aid. I don't know all those things. I've never received anything. I've never even been called. Maybe one day I'll be called. Praise the Lord. You just know that it is the hand of God. It is nothing but the hand of God in connection and partnership with pure faith. Faith that believes God for the impossible. Amen. And so I want to show you so you just see some of the things that we've been doing relative to missions and other territories where God is already extending our expression. Now, the testimony I wanted to share was one of the places we went to was in Yola. And we were supposed to have a workers' retreat Friday and Saturday. This was the week after we had an entire weekend in Abuja. Friday, Saturday, Sunday was packed. And Monday. Abi? Uh-huh. So you can imagine the stress and then moving again to Adamawa State and all. So we came in for the Friday, the day one of the workers' retreat. And after prayers towards the end, I came up to close the meeting. And the Spirit of God ministered to me to pray for the sick. Do you do that in the workers' retreat? And the number we saw amazed us because we were expecting a small portion of people since it's workers' retreat. The main service was on Sunday, but we saw people that we knew were not workers. People that we don't even think they are baptized. And God did some miracles there. Powerful move of the Spirit of God. One of it was that there was a woman, an elderly woman, who had, was it a fracture? I don't know what it was. Her leg was twisted and so much that she could not close, she could not open her legs. For how long? 9 years. And God healed her right there. Amen. Where are those that traveled with me? So I'm sure they know. Well, I mean, the woman said it with her own mouth. She walked. And then there was another woman who had a fracture so much that they had to tie something, a rope. We had one of our members as a doctor, so they had to tie to hold, I don't know, the bone and it was loosed. She walked and she's walking till today to the glory of God. That was for about 2 years or three. She said whether 2022 or so, something like that. She had been with that. Amen. Now, that was not a miracle service. That was a workers' retreat. Amen. When you move with the consciousness of the power and the presence of God, anywhere can become a miracle service. If you are conscious of the God, I know you are aware, but if you are conscious of the God that backs you, huh? Minister Victoria Orenze sang a song. I get back, you know. If you are conscious of the God that follows you everywhere, anywhere is enough for miracles. And by the next day, we had to tell them no miracle today. We have retreat to do. And so many testimonies bringing forth prophetic, you know, move of the Spirit. And so many things that the Lord has done. And I'll sit back for about a minute. You just see a few photos of the things that God is doing and see how God is mercifully extending what he's doing in this house to other borders to the glory of God. Amen. Are they ready? Amen. Can we clap our hands and give Jesus all the praise? Amen. Is God not mighty? And he is awesome in our midst. And he will do more in Jesus' name. Lift your hands and just tell him thank you for a minute. For all that he has done in our midst and in this house. Just tell him thank you. Thank you. Thank him for the provision of resources. Nobody was asked to contribute. You don't want to know how much was spent. Trust me. I think the money just for these 2 weeks can build a small flat. Amen. Thank him for resources. Thank him for gathering people in every of these cities that we were in. Thank him for the lives that were touched, the miracles, the testimonies. Give him all the praise. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. They are new. The steadfast love, sing.
The steadfast love of the Lord never cease.
His mercy.
Hey, come.
Even in your life, he's been merciful. When you think about what he has done, when you reflect on his goodness, I know we are here expecting him to do more, but can you for a moment just think about what he has done? For somebody, he has kept you alive. That's enough
enough to thank him. Think of how many times you escaped death. Think of how many times you escaped affliction. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord, but Jehovah delivers him from them all. Someone who has been delivered again and again, open your mouth and thank him. Open your mouth and praise him. The access for more is thanksgiving. The access for more is thanksgiving. Yes, he's about to do something for you today. He's about to do a new thing. But the key to receiving is to thank him for what he has done. Invisible God, you're the miracle worker. Yes!
You are worthy, O Lord.
Invisible God, you're the miracle worker.
You are worthy.
Yes, Lord. You be God, you know be man, oh. And you be God, you know be man, oh. Jehovah is in.
You be God.
Somebody's family tonight. God is going to remember someone tonight. Atando lo kumbra sike telembro kumanga sayaga. I see the wind of change blowing for somebody. The wind of change. Not only is it going to change things around you, it's going to lift you and push you into the change. The change that you have long awaited. Lift your hands and receive it. The wind of change from the Lord. It's bringing the dawn of a new day for you. The dawn of a new season, of a new era. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Please be seated. Mark chapter 5. The lady that did the spoken words preached my message somehow. And that's good for me. Amen.
Please, is there anybody here or maybe online with the name Peter? Peter. Now, I'm not moving into the prophetic. I just want to mention that name because so that I don't forget. Because if I start now, we'll lose the service. Peter. Anybody with that name? Huh? Yeah, you have to go there with the mic or you call them to come. Peter? Are you Peter? You are Peter? Come. Tonight seems to be really prophetic. Amen? Tonight seems to really be prophetic. Amen? Let him come. Let him just come like that. Okay? I know your son's name is Peter, sir. Huh? But let me address this one. It's called Peter. I'll pray for you specially, okay? I'll pray for you. I need to know if there's something new God is doing. Amen. Now, you were sitting there, right? And you, that place. What's your name?
Peter.
Your name?
Peter.
Good. Do you people know each other?
No, sir.
No.
Very good. I want to prophesy to you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say it is a new season. It is a new season. Hallelujah. You step forward, sir. Let me talk to you. All right. God wants to visit your family. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
God wants to visit your family. Yes, it's a new season. That's what the Lord is saying for your family.
Thank you, sir.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
God is going to roll away the struggles of the past.
Amen.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Is your family in Maiduguri here?
Yes, sir.
Good. Where were you born? There's a reason I'm asking that question. I will tell you. Where were you born?
I'm born here in Maiduguri.
You were born in Maiduguri?
Yes, sir.
Where were you born?
Here in Maiduguri.
Here in Maiduguri. Good. There's something new God wants to bring into your family, okay? And this thing is going to affect the area of finances. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
God is going to end the struggles of the past.
Amen.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And God is going to begin an answer to prayers.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Where's your mom?
She's at home.
Tell your mom. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
This may make sense to you.
Okay.
Tell your mom that the Lord said affliction will not rise the second time.
Amen.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes.
By affliction, I'm saying sickness. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Good. By affliction, I'm saying sickness. Because I saw her with drip on a hospital bed. Yes. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
There's been a battle with her health. And not too long ago, she was hospitalized.
Yes, sir.
As I speak to you now, she is also battling with issues concerning her eyes. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And I'm also going to pray for you because this eye thing looks like it wants to become a family something. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I'm also going to pray for you. Okay?
Okay, sir.
I said that this eye thing is becoming a family issue because looks like everybody now wants to have one eye issue or the other. As I'm looking at you now, you are supposed to be using glasses. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Because I saw you in class. I saw you reading a book. And this happened like about a year ago, about a year or 2 years ago. And water, tears was coming out of your eyes. You were not crying. You were reading and it was coming out. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It happened in class. It also happened in the house. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Good. But in the name of Jesus Christ,
amen,
we send this eye affliction back to where it came from.
Amen.
And we curse that devil of affliction from the life of your mother and anyone in the family out forever in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
What's your academic qualification now? What level of school are you in now?
Now I'm done with my WAEC.
You're done with your WAEC?
Yes, sir.
Good. So you see, I said a year ago it was in class. Good. That means if I had said now, it would have been a lie because it's not in school. All right. Father, we give you the praise. Did you write JAMB?
No, this year I didn't write JAMB, but I did one program in University of Maiduguri called IGMB.
Okay. So we command the door of admissions to open for you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hold my hand. Father, we declare in the name of Jesus Christ that a new season has come for this family. Number one, affliction disappears and forever. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Number two, I ask, Lord, that you restore that which was lost. And you bring an end to struggle. You bring an end to struggle. In the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, I ask that you open the door for this young man. In the name of Jesus, to pursue his dream. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hold my hand again. And there's something God is bringing. Look at me. I won't say it, but there's something God will end in your life. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
There's something you are struggling with. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
That God wants to end.
Amen.
By the power in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I'll just stop there. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Good. And then you keep fighting it. It comes again and again, but it comes to an end right now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Clap your hands for Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know which of you, but I'm seeing celebration, and I'm hearing wedding bells. Are you hearing what I'm not? Of course, not the two of you. No, not the two of you. Definitely not the two of you. All right? Not the two of you. I'm seeing a lady. Are you hearing what I'm saying? A sister. She's getting married when?
No, she's planning on getting
married. She's planning to get married.
Uh-huh.
That's why I asked you to step back. All right? Because I just saw a lady like that. And because you were forward, I would have said it was you because I was seeing her this direction. Amen? Go and tell her that God has opened the door. And she will need this part of the prophecy. That God will make a way.
Amen.
Just go and tell her that one.
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
If you tell her that one, she will come back with you next week.
Yes.
Bet me. Because it will make sense to her. God will make a way.
Amen, sir.
I was praying for somebody in Abuja. And very casual prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you because this is her season and the doors are opening. And the complaint, one of the complaints was that all the jobs she applies for, they will tell her, we'll get back to you. We'll get back to you. We'll get back to you. May you not hear that in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. And some of you who are executives of companies and organizations, you know, you don't have conscience. You tell the person, we'll get back to you. And you know you don't have any plan. Very casual. Amen. Stand up and go. 1 week later. Apostle, I have testimony. She may even be watching now. That the place she has applied for before and did all the interview, everything. And they said, we'll get back to you. And they never got back to her. They called back and said, we are sorry. Actually, what happened was that you were the best. But somebody inside had a candidate. And wanted the candidate to be the person to take that job. And then the whole thing scattered. So now we are apologizing. We are giving you this job. And the proof that we are giving you the job, we have sent your laptop to you. Oh, clap for Jesus. Amen. No, that's not the job of 350, 500, 750. No, that's not. That's job. You understand? Amen. Hallelujah. There are three things, there are three major things or four things that a job should do for you. Number one, especially in Nigeria and Africa, help you earn a living. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There should be a commensurate reward for giving your time. Are you hearing me? Number two, to help you build skill, acquire and build skill. Number three, as an opportunity and a platform for progress and growth in career. Number four, which is also important, to help create an environment for you to build sustainable relationships. Because you may not work there for long, you will leave. But the people you met there, you will build relationships that may last for a lifetime. These are the four things a job must do for you. If it is not doing any of them, I'm not sure it's a job. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because for somebody today, it's not going to be one. It's going to be multiple options. In the name of Jesus Christ. So you go and tell her that God has opened the door and that God will make a way. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And this thing, do you have faith enough?
Yes, sir.
It's going to happen by December.
Amen, sir.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
God will confirm it and he will perfect what he has said.
Yes, sir.
In the name of Jesus
Amen.
Christ. Clap your hands and give Jesus all the praise. Amen. For now, I'm done with the two of you. I'll call you back again. Mark chapter 5. I'll speak briefly on what I want to title, The Press Unto Destiny. The Press Unto Destiny. Or, for somebody you can write, Pressing Unto Destiny. Brief, but you will really love what I want to tell you. The Press Unto Destiny. Press as in press. Or Pressing Unto Destiny. Or you can put pressing into greatness. Mark chapter 5 from verse 25 to 34. Very popular story that we will read. But I want to pull out four things before we pray. Amen. I hope you have written down your prayer requests. Amen. If you have not done that, please do it right now. As soon as the word is over, we'll stand up to pray and we'll take some good time to pray on the requests. Mark chapter 5 from verse 25. So Jesus went with him and a great multitude followed him. Can we continue? You are worthy to be praised, to be honored and adored. Oh Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Mark chapter 5 from verse 25. Now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years. Is Dr. Wycliffe around? Any doctor in our medical team around? Huh? Is any doctor here? Now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. Let me read verse 27 in King James translation. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. Underline the word press. She came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well. And immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, who touched my clothes? But his disciples said to him, you see the multitude thronging you, and you say, who touched me? And he looked around to see her who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction. The press unto destiny. Now, the last few weeks, if you watch the messages that the Lord has been giving us here, it has been tailor-made to help anyone who is serious about destiny understand the process and the pathway towards entering destiny and fulfill what God has concerning you. We started with the wilderness experience. How that just before you enter the promise, God will take you through a season that the Bible refers to as a wilderness experience. Wilderness experiences are not pleasant experiences. They are saddled with harsh conditions. Sometimes it affects your finances, your provision. Some other times it looks like you are stuck in a place. It's just like the children of Israel. Before they got into Canaan, they had to go through the wilderness and they faced all manner of things. They were exposed to wild animals. They suffered hunger and thirst. Many adverse conditions that they had to go through. But eventually God took them and brought them into the promised land. The promised land that God himself said was a land flowing with milk and honey. A land of abundance. We also talked about streams in the desert. How that every season you go through is what will give birth to the next season. Just like water can come out of dry ground, so your current season in life will definitely give birth to the next season. The Bible says if we suffer with him, we will be glorified with him. So when you are going through a season where you may experience suffering, experience delay, experience all kinds of things, it is important that you hold on to hearing the voice of God and staying put to that process, because in the midst of that valley, God will exalt you to the mountaintop. In the midst of that dry situation, God can bring refreshing. He can bring water. And then finally, last week at Yola there, we talked about obtaining the promise, how that you need the ingredient of faith and patience to obtain the promise. Faith tells you you can believe that it comes now. Patience tells you that you wait as long as necessary, holding on to your faith being alive every day that you receive it. The Bible says that we should follow those who through faith and patience obtain the promise. Just before you obtain that promise, just before you step into your ordained season of greatness, of breakthrough, just before you step into the next season of abundance, just before you step into the next phase where God now brings consolation, consolidation for all you had to suffer in the past, just before you escape this current situation to a season of refreshing, there is a press, a pressure that you must go through. Have you ever wondered that many times when you are at the edge of breakthrough, many times when you are at the edge of clinching a miracle, many times when you are at the edge of seeing the answers to your prayers, have you ever wondered that those moments are usually marked with the greatest of resistance? They are usually marked with the greatest of adversity. They say that the darkest part of the night is just before dawn. Most times when you are near a miracle, that's when all hell breaks loose. Digressing a little bit, in the same Mark Gospel chapter 4, when Jesus told his disciples, let us cross over to the other side. This will be the first time that the gospel will have the privilege of getting to the Gentiles, or the Gentiles will have the privilege of hearing the gospel, because Jesus himself said, I was sent to no one except the house of Israel. And then God wanted just a little window in the short time of Jesus' ministry to take the gospel to the Gentiles. The moment Jesus said, let us cross to the other side, a storm arose from nowhere, to a point where the boat almost sank. If not that they had Jesus, that boat would have sunk and they would all die. Most times when you are at the edge of a breakthrough, most times when you are coming out of your wilderness into Canaan, that's when you face the greatest resistance. Now, it is important to know that, because you would have expended all your strength in the wilderness season. You would have expended all your strength as you go through the season of suffering. And so, just when you are about to enter a season of consolation, so you can relax and rest, here comes adversity greater than anything you have ever seen. Those are the seasons when you begin to hear strange reports. They say you have asthma. Or they say there's this in your blood, or there's that, or this or that. One news, one bad news from nowhere just pops up. When you are at the edge of breakthrough, you will face the greatest of resistance. When you are about to transit into a new season, when your night is about to turn into morning, that's when Satan will really come. You know that after Jesus fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, did he just leave the wilderness immediately? No. Guess who came to him? The devil. And he had to pass through 3 temptations. And the Bible says when he was done with that, the devil left him. And he returned in the power of the Spirit into Babylon. Most times before the rainy season approach, that's when you will taste of the greatest part of the heat season. Is that true? And so if you don't know how to handle pressure, if you don't know how to handle that press, you will not be able to obtain the promise. You will not be able to escape into the next season. You will not be able to see God manifest in your life what he has promised you. Many people, because they are not able to handle the press and the pressure that comes at the edge of breakthrough, they have aborted their seasons. Many people give up just before the breakthrough comes. Many people die just before the miracle happens. But such was the case of this woman. The Bible says that for 12 years she had an issue of blood. I wish I had a doctor. I wanted a doctor to explain to us what kind of disease this is. That for 12 years, blood is coming out of your body. By out of your body, you know where I'm talking about. Abi? Good. So, okay, Dr. Dorcas. Clap for Dr. Dorcas, please. With your few years of experience, come up stage. I want you to just tell me what you think. I want to paint this picture to us before we pray. Let's get the chances. What kind of disease could this be? All right, medically, that a woman is bleeding continuously. In fact, according to the story, she was bleeding every day. Think of bleeding every day for 12 years. And at that time, they didn't have blood bank where you can go and donate blood. Abi? They didn't even have tablets. Pharmacology and pharmacy had not evolved to that point. So what are the chances, or what kinds of diseases? These are just permutations. Will you expect for somebody going through that kind of thing? Please help us.
Okay, there's what we call a dysfunctional uterine bleeding in a medicine.
What do you call it?
Dysfunctional uterine bleeding.
Dysfunctional uterine. Bleeding. The demon behind it is as big as the name. Continue.
So there are many causes of this dysfunctional uterine bleeding. Mm-hmm. It could be hormonal imbalance, or some causes like, let's say, fibroids, cancer, endometriosis.
In the reproductive system, in the uterus.
Womb, yes,
in the uterus. If there's a fibroid,
yes, sir,
it can lead to bleeding.
If there's what you call polyps. It's like a growth in the wall of the uterus, inside or outside.
Okay.
It can actually lead to bleeding.
Now, somebody's already diagnosing your case, so as she's talking, you're already knowing what, free of charge. You didn't have to go to the hospital. Amen. And that case will be dealt with tonight. Continue, my dear. Yes.
Okay. It can also be endometriosis.
Endometriosis. I've heard that name.
Yes, sir.
What does it mean?
It happens within the uterus, and it can cause excessive bleeding and excessive pain. Anytime a woman is on her period, the normal period is supposed to be within 2 to 7 days, but it makes the woman to bleed beyond
the 7 days.
then cancer also can be a cause. Then hormonal imbalance can also
be a cause.
Yes, so there are different causes under the family of dysfunctional uterine bleeding that makes a woman to bleed beyond her normal menstrual period that she's supposed to bleed.
Thank you very much. Yes. Now, two more questions. If a woman is bleeding like that, like in this case now,
yes, sir.
Obviously medical science had not evolved to where it is today. And she's bleeding like that without any blood transfusion every day. What are the physical signs after a while? Let's say maybe after a month, after 6 months, what are the physical signs for that?
Okay, sir. For me, I would say in that era, she was surviving based on miracle, because usually if a woman is bleeding, it can lead to anemia. That's low shortage of blood in the blood.
Yes.
And she can be pale, she can be weak. And
she will look pale.
Yeah, she will look pale.
And weak.
Okay. And it can also, it can also lead to shock. That's what they call a hypovolemic shock. So
yes, hypovolemic shock. Yes, because the blood volume is low.
Yes, sir.
Study medical science when you go next in your next life. Clap for Dr. Dorcas. Just hold on. One more question, please.
Okay, sir.
Now, for constant bleeding, she's not transfused. And obviously, the medications they were giving her were not working. I know blood. If you expose blood after a while to the atmosphere, it dries. Are there chances that because of the continuous bleeding, would you have a scenario where she may have to put up with a foul odor because blood is constantly flowing?
Yes, sir. Very well.
That's possible.
Very possible. Because even normally during women's menstrual period, we are advised to have regular baths because of the foul odor.
Because it is smell.
Yes, sir. So.
All right. Not you. This man. So there are chances that foul odor.
Very high.
And
chance,
then
sir.
For this one, consistent. Now we're talking 12 years.
Yes,
so perhaps a particular odor will greet you anytime she passes.
Yes, sir.
Because this is consistent.
Consistent.
Thank you very much. Clap for Dr. Dorcas. Amen. If you have a medical condition, go and meet her. But you will pay. It's not free. In Jesus' name. When they say it's not free, that's why you don't want to say amen. Now, look, I want you to think of this before we pray. Bleeding for every day for 12 years. No sanitary pad. No strong medication to stop the bleeding. No solution. The Bible says she had suffered many things in the hands of many physicians. When you check the word that was used in the Greek for physicians there, it means native doctor. It means herbalist. So she even tried Boka and it didn't work. And you know, every time you go to Boka, you will pay consultation fee. It's only when you come to see the pastor that is free of charge. Because pastor followed Jesus to die for you. Yeah. But when you go to Boka, before you even talk, you must greet Ifa with something in the calabash. And she was like that for 12 years. And then, according to the doctor, continuous loss of blood will make anemic. So you see her looking pale. Weak. Somebody weak cannot enter a crowd where they are pressing and struggling to touch Jesus. Especially somebody who has been weak for 12 years. Not 12 days. Not 12 months. How many years? 12! I want you to see, we read the story, but I want you to see the extent of the miracle there. Nobody will want to associate with her. Everybody will think she's cursed. What kind of situation is this that cannot go? And then she comes with a foul odor. Isn't it? So she smells. That means less friends, less social activities. Because anytime the woman enters somewhere, they will say what? She's smelling. Everybody will hold their nose. So you can't relate with people. You will lose relationships. Even when you go to the market, nobody wants to sell to you. Somebody wants to sell to you, sell something to you. The person will cover their hand with bedsheet and give you, because they don't want to be infected with what you're carrying. And yet this woman was an Israeli. She was a daughter of Abraham. But for 12 years, just like many conditions here, many of you don't even know why you are suffering what you are suffering. You are even tired. You don't know why. What is it about this finance? I'm doing everything. It's more painful when you are doing everything and you are not seeing results. Is that true? The Bible says she suffered many things with many physicians. It's not like you have not sought help. It's not like you have not applied principles. It's not like you have not made calls. You've done everything, but like this woman, the Bible says the condition rather grew worse. Sometimes you swallow drugs and get tired of swallowing drugs. Some of you who are healthy and your only problem is hunger, you better thank God. You better thank God. Do you know what it means to live every day on medication, on drugs? You have to swallow something. If not, you will not live. One of those meetings we had in Abuja, there was a lady, I think by a prophetic word or so, she may even be watching, was diagnosed with a brain issue. And it comes with seizures. And these seizures, she will just fall and start foaming like epileptic, as though it is epileptic seizures. Beautiful girl. And you know, by prophecy, drugs and that drug has to be every day. You just get tired. And the Bible says something happened. Now, the Bible says Jesus was going to Jairus' house. Jairus was the ruler of the Jews. Jesus was going to heal Jairus' daughter. But the woman heard of Jesus and followed Jesus. According to her, she said, "If I may but touch." Jesus was not going to minister to her, no. Sometimes you think that the people with the biggest problems should just sit down on a red chair with a red carpet, and Jesus, if Jesus is coming for miracle service, he must start with me first, though. He must start with me. I watched a comedy skit one time. The guy went to heaven for judgment, and when the angel wanted to show him that, okay, your name is in heaven or in hell, he said, wait, angel, see, me and you no get talk. Say, go call God, talk. I want talk with God, because they suffer it too much. I want to know waiting I do God. So me and you know get God. You be junior boy. Call God, come. We will talk. So there are people who come with basket loads of problems and who feel that, man, God, you have to come. First of all, come and explain why I'm going through this. You will think that because she had a bigger problem, Jesus would have turned. No way. Jesus was going straight to Jairus' house. Now, let me explain these two. The relationship between the woman and Jairus' daughter. First of all, the woman had a condition of 12 years. Jairus' daughter was 12 years old. Number two, they were both females. Number three, and this is where the disparity is. Jesus was going to Jairus' house to heal his daughter. Not because the daughter had faith, but because it was divine intervention by the mercy of God. That one did require faith. But this woman, Jesus was not coming to her. So there was no divine intervention. She had a window, and the window was to touch Jesus and get well. Jairus' daughter was divine intervention by the sovereign hand of God. There are people who come for services like this, and God blesses them or reaches out to them, not really because they are serious. Not really because they even believe. Sometimes they can be playing somewhere and then a prophetic word hits them. There are things God does by sovereign intervention. He just decides to move by his mercy. But there are times and there are certain acts of God that can only be provoked by faith. The woman said, "If I may but touch." Jesus is not coming your way. Are you going to sit down and continue the cycle of problem? You will have to step out in faith and touch him. Desperate times calls for desperate measures. When you are tired of an affliction, there are things you need to do. If God is not going to touch you, you need to know how to touch Him. Now, the good news is that, you see, in as much as it doesn't take faith to provoke divine, sovereign divine intervention, you will think that that is better than the one that comes by faith. But hear me. When a miracle comes by faith, it means you initiated an action for God to move. When a miracle comes by faith, here are some of the things that can happen to you. Number one, in fact, let me read it the way I wrote it. When a miracle comes to you by faith, number one, the advantage of acquiring or receiving miracles by faith is speedy performance. The Bible says as soon as she touched the hem of the garment, the blood dried up instantly. 12 years ended in few seconds. So when you take action by faith, number one, there is speedy performance. Luke 1:45 says, blessed is she that believes, for there shall be a performance of those things which were spoken to her. Number two, the advantage of faith is that there is full and complete delivery. Because your faith places a demand on what you need. Number three, there are possibilities at your disposal. Possibilities at your disposal. Jesus was going to heal Jairus' daughter. Jairus' daughter had no idea that her father had brokered something with Jesus and he was coming, and with the crowd that followed him. So she didn't need to have faith. God was going to touch her anyway and she'll be whole. But Jesus was not coming to this woman. She had to reach out and touch by faith. One was touched by Jesus. The other one touched Jesus herself. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Now, when it happens to you by faith, because you initiated the action, the possibilities are all yours to determine. When I prophesy and call somebody's name, maybe they had faith that a word will come to them. Maybe they didn't. But anyway, God picked them and is talking to them. But another person can come and your name is not mentioned. But you say, I came to this service not to joke. I didn't come to look at people's face. No, I came because God has to insist on my matter. When you hold God by faith, when you initiate an action by faith to receive a miracle, the advantage is that you will determine the extent of the possibility that is released to you. Listen, it said, blessed is she that believes. He didn't mention name. Are you hearing what I'm saying? A virgin shall give birth to a son. No name was written. So you can take your name and write it there. Because faith gives you a blank check. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Somebody, your neighbor can be receiving a prophetic word, whether they are serious about it or not. But because you have faith, what I say to one, I say to all. You can connect by faith. And what was no business your own can be routed into your life. I've seen that many times as a man of God. I'm telling you the truth. I've seen that. I've seen people come to me. I'm talking to one person, the other person receives it. Because even though it is by faith and you have to initiate the action, the good news is that there's no limit to what God can do. Because there was no regulation. You can make a demand. You can take action. Your coming here or you're watching this service tonight is the first action of faith. That's why it amazes me in a miracle service when I see people walking up and down. Did you really come to receive? Sometimes people have options, actually. And maybe sometimes people have gotten used to their problems. But when you come for a service, you take your eyes off any distraction. Because you know destiny can be determined tonight. That lady I told you I prayed for, the one that they called the job and all of that, that was the smallest miracle. I wish I can tell you the others. I won't tell you until everything matures. Shocking testimonies all at once. Bam! Because of the action of faith. And that was what this woman did. She heard about Jesus. And the Bible says she came in the press. She came in the press. But first of all, she heard about Jesus and took the action of faith, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Sometimes the first step to a miracle is a renewed awareness of who your God is. Let me say it again. The first step to a miracle sometimes is a renewed awareness of who your God is. It says, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You must have an awareness of God. Let me tell you the reason why many people get worried when they face problems, especially financial problems. I wish I can't talk a service without talking about finances. I really wish so. I wonder why money is many people's problems. Sometimes when you have a financial situation, have you noticed how you behave? Some people start behaving like cartoon. You know the way cartoon move. I've seen people who really begin to pulsate. I've seen people who, they are not themselves, they are destabilized. There are some people, their face will just change. Even the devil, if you look at their face, he will turn to stone. You know, there's a film of a woman that if you see her face, you turn to stone. Huh? There are some people like that. Once they are financially bankrupt, they are handicapped, they are seeing their period financially. There are people can hate, they can hate everybody. Why? Because I've not paid this, or I need money for this. How much with all this strong face? 25,000. Now, let me help that person. Whenever you are faced with a problem that weighs you down, the problem is not the problem you are facing. The problem is that you have lost conscious awareness of the God that you serve. Do you know who God is at all? Do you know who Jehovah is? Has there been any issue he has not solved? Has there been any problem that God cannot handle? What is 500,000 naira to God? And that's why you are following me online. You didn't come for service. What is 5 million to God? Many times we forget that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Many times. How you react in the face of problem tells the level of awareness of your God. I've seen even the greatest prayer warriors behave as if they're about to give birth. I'm talking men, oh. I'm talking a man. I've seen even the greatest prayer warriors, you see them down. Some will even shut themselves in the house. They will not talk to anybody. They will not make any call. They are just there. Why? Because of one small problem. Have you forgotten the God that handled all the problems of the past? Have you forgotten the God that made a way for you in the wilderness? Have you forgotten God, the God that passed by all your family relatives and raised help for you from a stranger? Have you forgotten the God that suspended laws and principles just so that he will help you? Have you forgotten the God that raised men you never knew? They helped you and they left. Many times when we are faced with problems and we become depressed or discouraged, it's because we have lost conscious awareness of the God that we serve. But if you know that he that is for me is greater than he that is against me, if you know that through God I will do valiantly, for he it is that shall trample my enemies. That testimony that was shared here by our sister from Yola. I was in a meeting with a couple, a man, his wife, and his two children, when she was calling. Very important thing we were discussing. I picked the call. He said, mommy, last night she has been on oxygen. Oxygen. They didn't add that one to the testimony. I told her, don't worry, mommy will be fine. I'll call you back. I'm in a meeting. Are you joking, Apostle? Somebody is on oxygen and you are saying, I will call you back. Call when? It's because, forget about the oxygen. I know the God I serve. Is he not the breath of life? Even God who quickens the dead and calls those things that be not. That's why Papa Idausa, when he was alive, he was strange to people around him. He treated big situations as if they were minimal. I heard a story of one time he was upstairs. One of those dead people he raised. He was in church in his office upstairs. And then a young man just died. And the people, the family of the young man, put him in a pickup truck and drove him to the church. And when they got to the church, they overpowered the security men. Because you know now, protocol security won't want that kind. No, don't disturb our man of God. They overpowered them and entered and brought the guy down, stone dead, the previous day. And Papa looked out through the window from upstairs. They were crying and everything. He came down. He just stood quiet. The mother came, women. Women and emotions. Amen. Women. Cried and everything. The man just stood still. He didn't talk to anybody. He was just there. And then all of a sudden, according to the story, his face changed. And they said, people who knew him that time, they say once his face changed like that, the anointing has come on him. God has spoken about the issue. And a boy who died 24 hours ago, his face changed. And he lifted up his right hand, shouted the name of the child. And the guy stood up and walked. Now, and that was not the only dead Papa Idausa raised. In fact, he raised more dead people than Smith Wigglesworth. And in different nations, everywhere. One of those dead people happened in his church. He was giving announcement for them to close. And somebody fell from the gallery. And the skull divided, not just head, skull divided. The man continued his announcement. When he finished and they were singing song to close service, he went there, held the head of the guy. All the everything, the viscera, the brain out. Put it together. That's foolishness, isn't it? The higher you grow in faith, the crazier the actions you will take. If people have not called you crazy, you are not a man of faith. Believe me, you just claim, I have faith. No, you've not seen a situation that will make you act mad and change it. The Sunday before we traveled for the program, they brought the checkbooks for me to sign. They say, Papa, you will need money when you travel. I looked at the checkbooks. I said, I don't need this money. My God is enough. Are you foolish? Do you want to go and hang in Abuja? The whole of that glory summit, Friday and Saturday, just that one. What we spent there, I think he can build a flat, a small flat. And we collected no kobo from the account. You have to know God crazily to be able to do that. I don't have any politician as an uncle. I don't have any big name. There's no politician giving me money anywhere. There's no Christian aid anywhere. Not even an NGO has called me and says, I want to pay tithe. And I know nobody but God. And if you know God is enough, oh, believe me. And it's better you know God. For they that do know their God, I've seen the best of man. It can fail. Believe me. Even when you are expecting something from somebody, thank God, but talk to God, not that person. Papa held the head of that guy, joined it together and prayed in tongues. And that guy sneezed and woke up. That's crazy, isn't it? Sometimes you think of why did God call him home? Because he didn't die. The day he would die, he knew. 1 month to his death, he preached a message, the benefit of death. He finished the service on Sunday like this. And then few days later, he called all his sons from around the world, spoke to them. He told them, I'm going. No sickness. Spoke to all of them, prayed for them. The day he died, he ate pounded yam and went and sat on his chair. He said, who is going to heaven with me? He sat there, and that's the end. That one did not die. He didn't die. Maybe God took him because he started operating at a level of faith that was, it was insane. People start treating him as a God. You want more testimonies? He was doing a crusade somewhere. And an extension, you know, this high tension poles. Rain had fallen. So there was water in many places around. It fell on the ground. And then some of them that were standing there on the wet ground, it electrocuted them. Many of them fell. Some dead, some electrocuted and all of that. Papa got to crusade round. They say, see what happened. He went and stood in their middle. Remember, the pole is still there. And he stamped his feet 3 times and shouted. All of them woke up. That's how to start a crusade. Oh yes. It's not with opening prayer. A chicken sooner, yes. No way.
just hit that ground. And more than 15 people who were dead come back to. There's no message you need to preach. Go and do that one in Marama. Even the native doctors will come out with their charm. And we are going to Marama next year. Yes, sir. I told you, I said, once we finish our building project, I'm going to be doing crusades once every 6 weeks. Pure crusade. You won't have to miss me here. Are you hearing me? So enjoy me while it lasts. I'll be living more on the field. Amen. I've discovered that when you are not scared of battles, somehow the devil will mark you and tell his demons, leave this one. Are you hearing what I'm saying? We'll go to Marama. From there, we'll move to where? Maybe another place in Howell. Then we'll come back. Then we'll go to Uba. Then we'll go to Lhasa. Amen. Then maybe Garkida. I heard they have witches there. So we are coming. Amen. How many of you are ready to see the power of God in your life? Do you have faith to reach out to God and touch him tonight? That woman touched the hem of his garment. She didn't get Jesus' attention. She just touched with faith. And the Bible says it came to an end. 12 years affliction. Tonight, what did you come with? Maybe a sickness, maybe a medical report that has given you sleepless night, maybe a business that will refuse to leave the ground, maybe a long expected grant, a long expected financial resource, maybe answers that you have long been awaiting, whatever it is, or maybe you came here to be revived spiritually. You are trusting God to operate at another level. If you can reach out and touch him by faith, if you can initiate the action of faith to say, God, I came here so that you can visit me. And so when they are praying, I will pray with my entire heart because I know I'm not leaving this place the same. Faith to touch him. And the Bible says she came in the press. I told you that many times at the edge of breakthrough, there's the greatest resistance. The woman did not allow her to allow that to deter her. She got in the press, no strength, after bleeding for 12 years. She got in the press. She was already anemic. Not afraid that people would trample on her. In fact, I'm sure as soon as she came, her perfume, her odor, greeted the whole place. Some started hissing. Who be this now? What's she doing here? Who carry and come here now? Hey. She didn't allow. Many of you are too distracted in the presence of God. That's why you don't receive. Now, wow, people they come, people they gather, this one they come here too. You know how, in case they were Nigerians. Oh God, what is this now? The Bible says she came in the press. Is that either I die or I am free? There are some conditions in life, eh? It is either you are free from it or you rather just die and have peace. I have chosen life, oh, because I know that God has sent his anointing by the Holy Spirit to proclaim liberty to the captives. She didn't allow that to deter her. She touched. She got in the press. She welcomed the pressure. Do you know whether they had hit her on every side? Maybe somebody even matched her leg. She was not bothered of those things. Her own was to touch the hem of his garment. How many of you really need something from God? How crazy have you become? I've seen seasons in my life where I needed miracle and I knew how to hold God very well. Are you hearing what I'm saying? When we were to go for the program in Abuja and then from Abuja to Yola, and we traveled, how many are we? Almost 20. Very good. Me, I think I'm not normal. I just don't have a mental certificate. But honestly, I think I'm not normal. You walk closely with me first. That's when your heart, you have to carry it. The first budget they sent, you need to see that amount. And I had a meeting with our finance guys, intelligent people. And you know, there's a way of just telling your pastor, no duam, without saying no duam. Yes, even Bro Amos, the chief accountant, after that meeting we were driving, he still mentioned it. And everything, doubt and fear was speaking. And don't blame him. Of course, he's a trained accountant. Should do that.
And I went to God. I shut my door. And I prayed 8 times every day. You know 8 times? Yes. 1 hour each time. This is not the kind of prayer to feel spiritual. Oga, come out. Let's talk. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You pray till you hear a word from God. Not that religious thing that we are doing. And you are seeing why cycles of problems are repeating every day. I'm not out for religious Christianity. They said to me that God is alive. I want to see that God manifest. And then God spoke to me and gave me a word. Isaiah 50 verse 7. He said, the Lord God will help me. He said, therefore I will not be ashamed. I will not be disgraced. He said, therefore I have set my face as a flint. And I know I will not be ashamed. What does it mean to set your face as a flint before we pray? It means to maintain brutal focus. That this journey will go, money or no money. And I came out from that place and told them we are going for Glory Summit. You don't want to know how much is billboard alone. It can pay the staff of an entire office for a month. But I've set my face as a flint. And you know, I think I've proven God to a point where I know they fear anything again. Are you ready to touch God tonight? Open your mouth and speak to Him. The God who quickens the dead and calls those things that be not as though they were. The God who is alive. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive. Forever. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus. Jesus is alive. Oh, take a baraka. He's alive. God is alive.
Amen.
He's alive. We say. He's alive today. She said, if I may but just touch the hem of his garment. Are you ready to touch him tonight? For the sake of your finances, for your health, for your business. Are you ready to touch him and receive a fresh anointing? Are you ready to touch him and experience a change of season? Are you ready to transit from where you are? What is a door that God cannot open? In Jesus' name. Tonight, one of the things I pray that will happen to you is that the spirit of faith will enter you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You may never, I said it before at the beginning, I said never underestimate the power of faith. You may never see major miracles if your faith is weak. If you are like people who say, I have faith, but when the problem comes, you are exposed. There are some of you in families that are experiencing cycles of problems. Not because your God is not powerful, but God is just waiting for one generation where one man of faith, one man that is ready to believe God. You see, the fact to show you have faith is the actions you will take. That as we get up to pray now, somebody's keeping their phone nearby because that email can enter now. That text message can enter now. Somebody can literally even hold their phones. I've been to meetings even beyond this state where I'm praying for the sick and people raised a picture of somebody. You heard the testimony of that lady. And God visited a husband who had left and gone somewhere else. You need to have faith if you want to see God move. Listen. Sometimes God may not be moving your direction, but your faith can bend him your way. Jesus was going to Jairus' house, but the woman touched him. And so much that Jesus turned and said, who touched me? The reservoir of power I'm carrying to Jairus' house, somebody has touched it. Somebody downloaded it by faith. How many of you tonight, when we begin to pray, you pray until there is an assurance, a conviction in your heart that things are about to change from night to day? As a man of God, if you don't have faith, you may never see God do anything. You may never forget about a new season. There'll be many times when the situation is staring at you. Your people are looking at you. Heaven is looking at you. When everybody's looking at you, that's when to step out in faith. You see me like this, there's nowhere I will not go if God sends me. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm not the kind of pastor that is used to calling their spiritual fathers and daddy, and we don't have this. No. I've never done that in my entire life. I've never reported problem. Bless me and we'll continue. How will you mature if you never exercise your faith? How? With all due respect, you know, sometimes when I talk about our ladies here, they think I don't like them. No, I like you. I'm just telling you that the kind of problems in this our world today, don't have faith in your husband, have faith in God. If God takes that your husband, are you saying that nothing will happen again? Learn to believe God. Let your faith become so strong that it can move God your way. I've been to places where I had no business ministry, but somebody with faith provoked the anointing. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And tonight God is going to do great things. Are you ready for what God will do? Stand to your feet as we pray. We're going to collect the prayer requests now and then pray. It's quite a lot of things that we will do. I just pray we have time. But there's quite a lot of things that we'll do. So if you are still writing, please finish up quickly and submit the request. We are going to pray right now. If you are finished writing your prayer request, please drop it in the basket and then begin to pray right now. God has assured me that after tonight's miracle service, there will be a rain of answers. A rain of answers. Many things happening at once. Believe me, I know the God I'm talking about. It's not Shango, it's not Ifa. God, the God I serve, does not borrow his power from somebody else. It's the God that is able to do exceeding abundantly, far above all we can ask or think. Open your mouth if you have dropped your prayer requests. Close your eyes, open your mouth and say, Lord, let it happen tonight. Let tonight begin the release of answers. Show yourself strong and show that you are alive. Somebody need to write there about their debt. Somebody need to write there about their rent. Somebody need to write, I'm tired of this level in my career. Somebody need to cry for fresh fire. Write it on that request. Lord, I need something new to rest on my life. I'm tired of a powerless life. I want to carry power from above that shows as an evidence that I serve a God. Open your mouth if you have submitted those requests and begin to pray. Those of you online, submit to the link that will be displayed or that is displayed right there. And let's collate everything together and pray. God is going to do amazing things from tonight. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray.
Elohim, Elyon, Alechelewi,
Your greatness is all I see. There is nothing you cannot see. There's no mountain you cannot see. If you have said it, then you will be. You have the track record of keeping your word. Is almighty, the maker of the heavens and the earth, the one that parted the Red Sea by the blast of his nostrils, the God that is the firstborn from the dead, the one who quickens the dead and calls those things that are not as though they were. The I am that I am, the mighty man in battle, the rock of Gibraltar. The same yesterday, the same today, the same forever. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's start with the impossible cases. Amen. Your life will change today. Now, the Lord just told me while we were praying, hear me, that there is somebody here, I'm seeing at least three ladies. Yours may not be, you have a condition similar to the woman we read about. Blood just keeps coming out of your body. Where are you? Please come. It's nothing to be ashamed of. It's not an incurable disease, as it were, or something. But you have that blood, just, you have unnecessary flow of blood. Come. I'm seeing at least three ladies. If you are at our watch centers, you can step in front of the screen. Please come quickly. Number two, if there is anybody here trusting God for a child, come. Or you want to stand in. If you are standing in for somebody, you'll just stay in the congregation. I'll pray. Okay, maybe if there's a space, you can come. But if you are standing in for somebody, let it be somebody very close. Maybe a spouse or a sibling or a very close friend. Please come quickly. We want to pray now.
We'll do this and then we'll get into other aspects of the service. Thank you, Jesus. Andala makondre inkras kadila rekede kompras kapadande mamala hakuria krisaba na klaranda hakidia lenkida haraskaba rakadibo horogomosai messi prokotaya ipadasa. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Omega, that's whom you are. You are Yahweh, Alpha and Omega. Ala Kora Saba, you are Yahweh.
You are Yahweh.
You are Yahweh. I'm hearing something like cancer of the cervix. Yes. Now, this is a case, it's already been suspected or is already diagnosed. Cancer of the cervix. God wants to do a miracle. I don't know why God is starting with these kinds of cases. You see, any service, you see God starting with delicate cases. You have to believe that there's power available. Huh? You know how we say it in Nigeria? You say you go run am now. There's power to run am. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Cancer of the cervix. And it looks like there's somebody. In fact, it looks like a lady now. This is a condition with your mother. It's either they are suspecting it already or that's the issue. But that's what I heard. Cancer of the cervix. If that word is for you, please come quickly. Want to pray for that person. How many of you believe in miracles? I'm telling you, I've seen God do crazy things in the most impossible places. Say after me in the name of Jesus. Everybody say after me in the name of Jesus. Every arrow of affliction. Where is this is a prayer that I always keep forgetting again and again. Where is one of our fathers? Is it Bromele Gazam or something like that? Where is he? He's not around? Huh? He's strong. I was supposed to pray for him. I don't know whether that is June. There was a miracle service. He came out to give tithes. And as I looked at him there, the Spirit of God told me, pray against death.
Don't worry, we'll pray for you. Is there a way they can call him, let him connect to this service? We want to cancel that. And then God is showing me somebody. It may be many people, but specifically there's a gentleman. Recently you felt a piercing pain by the side, around your ribs. This is where I'm touching now. You felt a piercing pain. Maybe a number of people, but I'm seeing it, particularly a gentleman around the side. That thing is an arrow. It's not anything. It's not just a normal thing. All right. It can be any other person, but you felt a pain on the side, your ribs. Please come quickly. I want you to move very quickly when a word comes. We don't have so much time, so we can finish everything and then just continue. Okay. As I'm talking now, God is showing me many cases. So when I mention a case, please run quickly. All right, so that we can talk about the other things and then we'll pray. Hallelujah. Okay, let me know what arrangement is here. Amen. Fruit of the womb, step forward. Let me pray for them. Ali karamasande ko krose medike le maha. Like teke barakatande. Zatuto bre ente pregide bekasa. Lekos kabrante prekete goma. Imbriski pete gomaha. I mean, those who are trusting for the fruit of the womb alone should step forward. The others should go back. Not to their seat, but just step back. I know what I'm doing, please. All of una. Okay, so what I need is, those who are trusting God for the fruit of the womb should be forward. Then divide them into two. On one side, those who are standing for somebody. On my left side, those who themselves. The bleeding people, I will come to you, okay? Please, quickly, so we can pray. Amen. Pray in the spirit for 1 minute. Abranto kopa si palande kalai. La inka la sana maluke liya maharanate ke de kemrahadiga. Arando koba sipala alamika tasiyama ilio prosanama ikoria paka sande kreteke bro. Your name is a strong tower, Jesus. Atalamaka. Your name is a strong tower, Jesus. Hey, to you belong all power, Jesus. Whenever we call your name, you will make a way. Your name is a strong tower, Jesus. Who is, or who has this name like Onoja? That's what I saw. A name like Onoja. You have a brother whose name is Onoja, or a son name or something, or Noja, or you are here and that's a name. I don't know what track. O-N-O-J-A, and I think there's a H or something. Or Noja. That's the way I saw the spelling. Come quickly. Come quickly. Amen. Huh?
All right, his brother's name is Onoja.
Your brother's name is what? Spell the name.
O-N-O-J-A.
We'll pray for him. Huh? Where is he?
He's in town.
He's here in town.
Yes, sir.
We'll pray for him. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to pray. Listen. What does he do? Like, is he working?
He's a business person.
He's a business person.
Yes, sir.
That's the reason why I'm asking. We're going to pray. A breakthrough is coming. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But before that breakthrough, I saw an attack. Particularly, I'm seeing an accident that we must cancel. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I'm seeing an accident that we must cancel. Does he travel frequently?
Since he do business, he travels.
Okay, he travels once and again.
Yes, sir.
I saw an attack, like a wave of attacks. And it was not just accident. It started with his finance. The business started going. In fact, I'm talking now. The business is experiencing a lot of losses. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I saw an attack on his finance, attack on the business. And while he was trying to settle from that, I saw people holding him like this. and it was like debt. I saw people holding him like that, and it was like debt. All of it was just an attack. And then while that was going on, I saw an attack for an accident. All that is supposed to happen this month. But in the name of he that died and rose from the dead,
amen.
Because you came here tonight,
amen.
Let the afflictions of the enemy be averted forever.
Amen.
Jesus said, what I say to one, I say to all. So the same prophecy and prayer for him is the same for somebody there. I'm praying for a businessman. I'm praying for a businesswoman. I'm praying for a young man, a young woman. Somebody who is not going to allow the devil cut them short before their season of breakthrough. Let the cycle of satanic affliction be averted forever. In the name of Jesus. Arando krosakrana mala. Intolomoko sibranda la makatiza. Lekete Musa Hasaya. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Come. Just stay there. I want to ask a question. I don't know why. I'm seeing something that has to. I don't know who. If it is you or your brother, but I'm seeing something connected to digital trading, like Forex or something. I saw that.
It's me, sir.
Huh?
It's me, sir.
You do Forex?
Yes, sir.
Clap for Jesus. Why are you looking at me like a magician? If you don't clap, this will be the last prophetic word. Now listen, let me tell you something. You are not clapping for me. Wait before you clap. You are not clapping for me. This is not the only place I prophesy. The Bible says the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has, past tense, has anointed me. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So just don't think that because you are clapping for me. No way. I don't need this service to be anointed. You are clapping because God is moving in our midst. And he's spotting people out directly according to their case. And that clap of praise is what attracts God your way. Now clap for Jesus. Amen. Amen. And I said that with all humility, okay? Don't think. I said that with all humility. It's the truth. I don't need this service to be anointed. Can I pray for you, sir?
Yes, sir.
Mahaka. I know how dicey that trade can be.
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Oh, Mahasanda Makajnimi. Toru Blahakazaya. Now, this will make up for the losses.
Amen.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes,
this
sir.
Word I want to prophesy to you.
Amen.
And anybody who is into business here, especially digital trade or digital commerce, you connect to this word. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh Mahasandele Makali Mahasaya Nele Kitele Mangalasia. There's a woman in the congregation. I don't know if it is you. Oh Lahashandele Bahati Kamaya. Elanda Sapaya. But there's a woman in the congregation, there's a case of a land that is being contended. It's like you paid money and they have not given you the land, or you have not seen the land or something like that. But there is a landed property, and there's a woman. I'm pointing this way. Huh? Mommy, you? When I was saying, oh my God, that's what I was seeing. And I was, you see them come, you see where that woman is coming from. Clap for Jesus. I'm going to use this to pray for anybody that is into any landed case. We're going to use this. I mean, we've had testimonies here again and again and again. I'm going to use this to pray for a landed case. There's somebody, I'm still on land. I'm coming to you, sir. Don't worry. Wait, oh, I saw you checking your chat. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes,
I saw red.
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
I saw red. I'm coming. I'm coming. The prophecy I will give you, yes, is, sir, God authorizing me to speak,
amen,
breakthrough for you.
Amen.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
It's more like God shows you a case and say, well, deal with it. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You are going to make money you have never made before.
Amen.
Amen. I'm still on land cases. There's somebody who you made an investment with a land, and this thing is as if you pay to get a land and then they plant something on top. It's like the investment is that they plant something on top. Yeah, I can't really describe it, but it's not just like you buy land. No. You pay for a land and then they will plant something on top. Where's that person? Come, quickly. I know what I'm telling you. When you are working with the Holy Ghost, you can't be wrong. I know what I'm saying. The investment is actually that thing they are planting on the land. Come, I want to pray for you. God is about to bring productivity. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm releasing this word for somebody who does oil business, like palm oil or granite oil or something like that. I'm releasing this word for you wherever you are, whether here in this auditorium or you are watching online. In the name of Jesus, the Lord declares over you in the month of July and into August, supernatural explosions. Supernatural explosion. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. It looks like there's an anointing for investments this season. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You, land too. Land.
Yes, sir.
What happened?
I purchased a land about, I think, last year.
Last year?
Yes. And up till now, there has not
been. Where is the land?
In Maiduguri.
Maiduguri here?
Yes, sir.
Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. You are worthy to be praised, to be honored and adored. Oh, Lord. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy to be praised, to be honored and adored. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy.
You are worthy to
lift your hands,
praise.
Lift your voice and sing it one more time. Worthy, Lord.
You are worthy to be praised, to be honored and adored. Oh, Lord. You are worthy to be praised.
Thank you, Jesus. There's good news for you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? When I looked at you, I saw somebody. Now, this thing is, it's not just one person that is involved. Are you hearing what I'm saying? One person connected to one person. It's like two or three to the person who has the land. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
One person connected, another person, then the person who has the land. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes,
the
sir.
Owner of the land is an elderly man, dark in complexion. That's what I'm seeing. Now, between these two guys, hey, God of mercy, oh, please, when you are investing in land, and listen, for the record, any investment you make that goes south, don't kill yourself and say, I was not anointed, I didn't hear from God, or this one. Human beings make mistakes. Are you hearing what I'm saying? This land has been sold to two other people. That's what the Lord is showing me now. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes,
this
sir.
Land has been sold. Have they given you paper?
No.
No.
Actually, the land is not just only me. My entire family, we purchase certain lands. And
differently?
Yes, differently. For my parents, it's been like 5 years or more now. So we just got ours last year and up till today.
How many of you are ready to see the divine reversal here? Lift up your right hand, everybody. Say after me, in the name of Jesus. Anything that belongs to me that is withheld or has been hijacked, whoever is responsible this night, they will lose their peace, sleep, and rest until what is mine enters my hand. Turn that to prayer for 60 seconds. Liko tolobaka labaka sanda labaga yanaba. Liko proskata labranaga ladaba. Come on, lift your voice and pray. Anything that is yours that was hijacked, anything that is yours that has been delayed, that has been withheld, let there be a release. Pray, including those of you in front. Hey, makota lima karataya. You are word in Jesus. Among these women standing in front, there's somebody, you had a dream, and in the dream, you're trusting God for the fruit of the wind. In the dream, it's like somebody, you keep arguing, there's a particular dream. It's not like argument, but you are contending with somebody, a child. A child is given to you, but somebody is coming to drag the child. And the person dragging the child with you in that dream is like a woman figure. That's what I'm seeing. Who has had that dream here? I've seen that it's like a child is given to you, but somebody comes and is dragging. One of those days in the dream, you saw that this person was a woman. Who is that person? Step forward quickly. I want to pray for you. This thing, God is going to intervene.
Amen.
Because currently, the government is even on that case.
Yes,
as
sir.
I'm talking
yes,
to you
sir.
Now.
Yes, sir.
And the plan was to revoke everything and seize it to the government. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
If you are in Borno State government, yeah, forgive me, I'm just prophesying. Amen. That's the plan. They want to revoke everything because I'm standing in Ministry of Lands and Survey. The reason why they want to revoke it is because the original paper is missing. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So they are discussing and saying, we will just revoke this and then it will be like it was confiscated for the government. But in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Wait. When's your next birthday?
This year.
When?
27th December.
27th December.
Yes, sir.
Before 27th December.
Amen.
All the lands.
Amen.
Will be released and given to
Amen.
Your family. Anything that is yours that has been withheld,
Amen.
I declare a divine release.
Amen.
A divine release.
Amen.
I don't like your amen. A divine release.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It is done. Clap your hands for Jesus. Do you believe at all? It will shock you. Amen.
Amen.
Why is that gentleman out? Let me pray for him. This man
is sight. Ribs.
Huh?
The pain in the by the
All
side.
Of you?
Yes, sir.
Pain by the side?
Yes, sir.
Who is still feeling the pain there? Who still feels the pain now? Huh? Okay, you and the person feeling the pain, just put your hand there if you are still feeling the pain. If you are still feeling the pain, just put your hand. Father, we command that arrow of affliction to depart and return back to where it came from. Now, in the name of Jesus. Out in the name of Jesus. And any arrow sent from the pit of hell, from the coven of witchcraft against you, that arrow will miss its target in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let them check themselves. It's done. Mommy, come. Let me pray for you. Congratulations. Huh? First of all, in the name of Jesus Christ, what is yours is released. That is number one. Then number two, the bigger one. I want you to put it on record. And when it happens, mommy, you come and testify. I saw somebody giving you a property.
Amen.
Dash.
Yes.
Dash.
Amen.
Yes. I know why you don't believe. Many of you, you hardly see this kind of miracles.
I am my first.
Miracle,
amen. Amen.
The only miracle some of you see is miracle of bread and tea, miracle
amen.
Of kose. You've not seen them. Years ago, somebody walked into my house with paper. Okay, there's a step up of a property. And gave me and said, first fruit. You don't ever hear say that they give land as first fruit. Did you come here with faith at all? Did you come here ready to receive?
Yes, sir.
Psalms 44 verse 3. They got not the land by the sword of their possession or by the arm of their strength. It said, but your right hand, because of your countenance, for you have a favor on them. Some of you, after tonight, you are stepping into a season.
Amen.
Miracle houses.
Amen.
Miracle rent paid.
Amen.
Miracle property. Ah! Miracle properties.
Amen.
Miracle properties.
Amen.
Miracle properties.
Amen.
Miracle properties. Heke kete. Miracle properties.
Amen.
Receive it in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
That's what I saw, mommy.
I wrote it in my prayer point. I wrote it in my prayer point. I wrote it.
Are you people here at all?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Amen.
Listen, God is real. And God is powerful.
Amen.
I don't know what God you have seen before. But the God that we serve here is alive.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going to catch somebody now. Amen. And if that person will be bold enough to step forward, then I will, instead of saying one, I will say two others. I saw a gentleman, Mala Sokoma, Kila Rasuta Kina, in Tukra Samakade Brohento Kabadika Haya, Le Krete Krasko Bosombre Infus Ampre Sekia. I saw a gentleman making call this week, and there is a discussion concerning a property. You made that call this week. In fact, there are going to be like two or three of you. But specifically for one of you, this property is somewhere in Abuja. There was a call, a discussion. Come, because God wants to do something mighty. You made a call. You were on a call. In fact, Mahali Ula Sambaya, the Moroskete Nemru Unga Simraktakanaza, Senso Prete Mrukumaya. Like one of the numbers, because the first time the call came in was a number, then later it was saved. But one of the numbers you called in these transactions or that called you, I saw something like 0803. And then there is another, in no particular order, there is another 0, there is an 8, there is a 6 on that number before it was saved to a name. And then when it was later saved to a name, there is a letter D in that name, letter D in that name. There was a call of a transaction for a property in Abuja, FCT. Where are you? Come. In the name of Jesus Christ.
All right, Daddy, we'll have you. The person that made the call on last week.
Do that for Jesus. Come on. I serve a God who is powerful. I serve a God who is mighty. This God is a good God. You can call him a miracle. There's no eye like the eye of God. Oh. I'm hearing the conversation. That's the way I'm hearing everything they are talking. I'm seeing the phone, the numbers, everything. Amen. Can I pray for these people in front so you can go and just relax? Amen. Did you get that person who had that dream? Huh? Okay. I'll pray for all of you. Let me pray. Huh? Huh? Elijah, go and find out what's happening there. Eh? You are standing for them, for yourselves. Okay, please. Make sure they are standing straight. All of you, just hold your hands. You know, I'm going to pray for you. The power of God will rest on you. All of you here, right? All of you are married, right? I'm going to ask God as I pray, because it's easy for you to just pray and say, you know, go and be fruitful. Amen. But what is the sign, both to them and to everybody, that after these prayers, they will be fruitful? Two signs. Number one, as I pray, let the power of God come strong on some of you. You'll not be able to stand. Number two, about three of you, you'll start feeling pains or turning in your stomach right now. Those two signs. So close your eyes and hold your hands together. To him we ascribe glory. To him we ascribe honor. To him we ascribe power. Look at that. And majesty, holy, the Lord. I'll sing it again. Oh, to him we ascribe glory. To him we ascribe honor. Hey! To la sandala mokoya. To him we ascribe power and majesty. Holy is the Lord. Bishop, please come. Come and take this handkerchief. All right? You touch every one of them on their tummy as I'm praying. And the power of God will touch them. I gave you two signs. I said some of them will be slain in the spirit, and some will begin to have like their stomach turning them. That's a sign to them and to us that they are walking out of this place with a seed. Fibroid or no fibroid, whatever the diagnosis is. Father, in the name of Jesus, you have decided to visit your daughters in this season. You who visited Sarah and Anna, by the power of your right hand, I decree and declare that after tonight, they are fruitful. They are fruitful. Any satanic baggage in them, any satanic deposit that is blocking the path for them to conceive, tonight we carry out an open womb surgery. It is flushed out right now. We release your children according to the time of life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody shout amen. I didn't touch them. Just the handkerchief. Give it to her. Hold it. Put it there. Hallelujah. God is going to reverse impossible cases. All of you that has this, whatever. Huh? Okay, relatives. Father, thank you. I saw three of you coming back in the next miracle service to confirm that the person is pregnant. Now, I mean, those of you who have been here, we've heard testimonies. 6 years, no child, so and so years and all of that. Lift your hands. I decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ that tonight they are fruitful. They are fruitful. In the name of Jesus Christ. It is done. Go and tell them the Lord says they are fruitful. By next miracle service, at least three of you will come back with a testimony. Clap your hands and give Jesus praise. You can return back to your seat. Who are those people that have the bleeding condition so I can pray for them? Mommy, it is done, eh? Good news on the way. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Huh? Confirm that thing.
Yes, sir.
Me.
The real estate person, sir.
Huh?
Yes. Two calls came in.
Okay, two calls came in.
Yes, two calls.
How about the number?
The number, yes. Both of the calls, it matched.
Okay. Do you have any of those numbers on your call log? Let me see, just so that they can see, because some of these people think they are games. I know some of you have been to places where they play games and they use psychology. No, I'm a prophet of God. Amen. Yeah, Elohim, the one that appeared to Moses, the one that died on the cross, he appeared to me. We don't play games here. Amen. There's no need to play games, actually. Amen. Where's the camera? I said something like a 0803. Yes, and a letter D. Look at this number, 0803. There's an 8 there. You see D in the name. GD, agent. I saw Malande. Come. Is there water here? The power of God is in this place. The power of God is in this place. Can we all stand? Please stand. God wants to do something right now. The power of God is in this place. I can feel it. Huh? Come, give me the water. Okay. Come and drink this water. Listen, after tonight, when we are done with this miracle service, listen, I'm going to bang on heaven's door. God will tire for me. This deal must click. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Me, I know how to worry God, though. There are people that can cry and cry and God is just looking at them. No, there are some people that when they knock door, let's talk. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That's why it's good to walk with God. That's why it's good to know God. That's why it's good to be consistent in prayer, in giving, in sacrifice. Live a life that pleases God so that when you shout, heaven knows that the Son is talking. Just like I will shout now and the power of God will hit many people now. The Bible says that it shall come to pass that the Son of God, the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear shall live. There are people that shout, nothing happened. There are people who shout, heaven will open, and even dead things will come alive. Drink that water. Father, you called your Son out. You were specific about the prophecy. Lord, let this one not just come and pass. Let it manifest in the month of July.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let that transaction pull through.
Amen.
Let it pull through.
Amen.
Let it pull through.
Amen.
By angelic interference.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Glory to God. And then for you, I'm telling God to give you a property of your own this year. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Amen.
God is going to give you a property of your own.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Number two, look at me. There's a favor of God that is about to manifest. And the way I'm seeing it, I'm seeing you driving your car.
Amen.
Yes, I'm seeing you driving your car.
Amen.
Bring that lady, let me touch her. I'm seeing you driving your car. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Father, confirm your word. Bring it to pass. In Jesus' name we have prayed.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
It is done. Clap your hands for Jesus. Say after me, Heavenly Father, everybody. I can't hear you. Confirm your word in my life. Even today. Confirm your promise. Confirm every prophetic word. And perform speedily. In the name of Jesus Christ. Open your mouth and pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Confirm your word. Confirm your word. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Can you hold the hand of your neighbor? I want to pray. There's about to be a release of the power of God in this place. Many of you are going to step into a new season right now. Okay. Okay, let's work together, guys. Many of you are going to step into a new season in your walk with God. Hallelujah. Please close your eyes everywhere. Just hold the hand of your neighbor. There's a fresh anointing that is coming on somebody right now. Someone who has cried for long. Lord, how long will I remain in this condition? How long will I remain with this level of anointing? I need something fresh to come on my life. I want to step into another level. Your time has come. Hold your hands together. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up my right hand. For the right hand of God is power. Across this room, across this auditorium, from the front way to the back, even to our watch centers and those who are watching and following online right now. Lord, I demand a visitation of your power. Let men enter into new seasons. Let the anointing of the callings of your children rest upon them. Let the anointing of their ordination rest upon them. The anointing for delay, the anointing that tackles delay, let it rest upon their life right now. The breakthrough anointing, let it rest on their life right now. Mantala makasoparite kelora pasanda la kata. Thou shalt exalt my horn as the horn of a unicorn, and I shall be anointed with fresh oil. That oil of grace is coming on someone. It's coming right now on someone. The oil that will cause everything that God has placed in you to manifest is coming on you right now. The oil of favor. The oil of favor that will cancel disfavor. The oil of favor that will make you visible to your helpers. The oil of favor that will make you visible even to the angels sent to help you. The oil of favor. Are you ready? Are you ready to receive? Are you ready to receive? Father, let it rest upon them, man or woman, boy or girl, from the front, from the front to the back, the left to the right. Power rest upon them right now. Power rest upon them right now. Let it fall, 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 let it fall. Fresh oil from above. Fresh oil from above. Fresh oil from above. Touch. 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 You are God. You are Adonai. Lord over all. Sovereign Jehovah's your name. I'm seeing something like light. Shh, just calm down. I'm seeing something like light, like a flame. A yellow flame. I'm seeing it resting on 13 people. And God is releasing a strange prophetic anointing. I'm seeing it coming on 13 people. For some of you, it will activate the gift of dreams with interpretation. For some of you, it will activate visions. Open visions, closed visions, trance experience. A strong prophetic anointing that will rest on you. When you pray, God will open your eyes to see things. In fact, for some of you, it will begin to manifest in the lives of those around you, loved ones. Many people will begin to contact that strange fire that is resting on you. Please hold your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, let that fire rest upon those 13 people right now. Rest upon those 13 people right now. Rest upon those 13 people right now. Everywhere, from the front to the back, rest upon those 13 people right now. Rest upon them right now. Rest upon them right now. Touch. 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 Hey. Hey. That's fire. That's fire. That's
Nasikopariata. Fresh prophetic flame, 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 flame. It's glory. Flame. Hey, Akatoko Barata. Let your eyes be open. 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 Let your eyes. Andalama katalama gayala bokusuma yalama. Kitalama hasala. Receive it. Open your mouth and pray in the spirit right now. Something is happening here. Something is happening here. The angel of the Lord is anointing 5 people right now amongst us. You carry a strong apostolic spirit. 5 of you right now, whether in business, in politics and governance, in ministry, I see 5 of you. Hey! The power of God is touching people. Holy Ghost! Hatalabaya. Leketekea. Ibratada baradaba. Likabai. Like fire, like rain. Let your glory come. Like fire, like rain. Let it fall. Like fire, like rain. Let your glory like hey, Kabarada. Let it fall on you now.
Like fire, like rain. Let your glory
hey,
fall.
Like
fire, like
like fire, hey, hey, fresh, 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 like fire, like rain.
Let your glory,
glory, glory,
fire, fire like rain.
Like fire, like fire. Father, anyone that is under any form of oppression, I'm seeing something like a snake wrapped around the neck of somebody. Any oppression, any affliction that is caused by devils, we are going to shout fire. At the count of 3, all kinds of spirits that are not of God will be manifested here. Let's just take advantage of this moment and declare deliverance. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim liberty to the captives. Any devil of hell, tormenting, afflicting, buffeting anyone here, any daughter of God, any child of God here, any son here, that devil will be exposed right now. Are you ready? When I count to 3, you shout fire on top of your voice. Many spirits will come out. Spirits oppressing families. Spirits oppressing individuals. Spirits responsible for failure. Responsible for stagnation, retrogression, retardation. Spirits of your bloodline. Spirits of your father's house, your mother's house. Spirits of death, the angel of death, that wicked spirit of death, all of them will come out. Father, we place an anointing on this shout right now in the name of Jesus. As the walls of Jericho came down, any spirit that is not of God, manipulating, oppressing, tormenting your children, tormenting your daughters, tormenting your sons, tonight
Let them be exposed and let them come out of their bodies, come out of their lives. Are you ready? Are you ready? In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, shout fire. Hey! Come out. Out of their lives. Wicked spirits of hell, out of their lives. We expose you by light. We expose you by light. We torment you by fire. By fire. By fire. By fire. Out of them.
I see the fire of God burning in the root of families here. Afflictions that are traceable to your roots. Cycles. Patterns that are traceable to your roots. I see the fire of God setting them ablaze right now. Lift your hands, everybody. I'm going to ask the Lord to address foundational issues here. And the power of God will come on some people, at least 8 of them. It's a breakthrough for a breaking forth. That's what the Holy Spirit is saying. It is your season, Mama. It is your season. Receive it. Mahasandala. That's the mantle of the Spirit. Many things are going to happen. Breakthrough upon breakthrough. La Sandala Makato La Bagaya. La Sabarada. Father, as their hands are lifted, I ask by your mighty fire that you address patterns, cycles in their bloodlines, in their roots, in their ancestries. Anyone in a family here, Mahashandala Bagaragada Yadaba, Ratokosa Mayadaba, receive it right now. Makus Katandele Variatala Iseka Muria Tanamanda, fresh oil, Malita Hasanai. Holy Ghost, I release that fire into their father's house, into their mother's house. I release that fire. Let it destroy. Let it destroy. Let it destroy everything that is not of God. Let it destroy. Let it destroy. The power of God is coming on those people right now. Let it destroy. Let it be uprooted. Those dreams that you used to have, you will not have them again. It is destroyed by the fire of the Holy Ghost. It is destroyed. I see a lady here of a marital spell amongst your father's children. But right now the fire of God is destroying that devil. Is destroying that devil. I see a spirit that was invoked out of the ground. I see a spirit that was invoked out of the ground. The people in your father's lineage, they serve a deity that is from the earth. But right now, I knock on the door of thunder. Let thunder visit that deity. Let that spell of marital delay be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken. Hey, Kaborokoskeke. Please lift your hands. I want to pray for a release of spiritual gifts. The Lord says, in this season, many of you are going to experience heightened and hyper spiritual manifestations. There's the last part of the service before we go right now. Please lift your hands. In about 30 seconds, just tell God what you desire from Him. Any manifestation, any gift, tell Him what you desire and then I'm going to pray. Meanwhile, God is still bringing deliverance to many people. At the back there, at the back. The fire of God is still visiting people. Oh, Father, we thank you. Many of our mothers will receive fresh fire today. Ask him. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, whatever they have desired from you, according to the multitude of your mercy, oh God. I just felt that fire right now. Lord, according to the multitude of your mercy, and by the release of your spirit, every spiritual gift and manifestation that they long and desire for, grant that it will rest upon them. At the count of three, you will say, I receive. And then something will break out in this place mightily. I don't know how God will help us, because what I'm seeing is going to be massive. But rest assured, nobody will be injured, okay? It's the power of God. Father, release it to them right now. Let it launch them into a season of the move of your spirit in their life. Father, anoint some of our mothers here. Many of them that carry intercessory anointings. Many of them that carry prophetic anointings. Many of them with leadership and apostolic anointings. Anoint them. Many of them, anoint them for business. Many of them, anoint them and open their mouth to prophesy. Let that which they experienced when they knew you, when they were young, let it return again. Let it be restored again. In the name of Jesus Christ, upon young men and young women, and even on the old ones, I will pour out my spirit, says the Lord. And your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will see dreams, and your young men will see visions. At the count of three, Lord, let it fall. Let it fall. At the count of three, you say, I receive. Oh, mama, maya la mama, gaya la gaya la baga baga. Yes, Lord. Are you ready? 1, 2. That's the power of God already. You are receiving gifts, spiritual gifts, manifestations. 3, shout, I receive. Take it now, everywhere, receive it, let it fall on mothers, let it fall on young and maidens, let it fall on young men, let it fall on fathers, receive it, revelatory gifts, power gifts. I see 5 people receiving the gift of faith. I see 5 people receiving the gift of faith. Kato Sango Kolamai. Receive it right now. God is restoring every gift, every fire that you once had with him. Every fire, every grace that you had before, God is restoring it. He's restoring it. Something fresh is coming on people right now. The grace to do impossible things. The grace to confront impossible situations. Hey! Receive it right now. Standing before the throne. And there are no words to say. Holy, holy. The grace and the gift of faith. Standing before the throne. And there are, I see an exchange. God is taking what he gave you before and is giving you something better. An exchange, a staff. I see God taking away a staff. I see God taking away a bronze staff and he's giving you a silver. He's replacing it with a silver staff. It's attacks, what does that mean? Receive it. It's a staff in the spirit. Alamakota sketa brana. And you are holy, Lord God Almighty. The congregation, you are holy, saying you are holy, Lord God Almighty. The earth is full of glory. Would you just lift your hands and receive His presence? Receive His presence. Receive His presence. Soko barata labai. Lift your hands and receive His presence. Receive the breath of the Lord. Receive it. One more time, you are holy, Lord. You are holy, Lord God. Mighty, mighty God. The earth is full of your glory. Tonight has been a night of visitation. There's such a strong release of the presence of the Lord. You are not going home the same. Especially those who are watching online. I'm going to speak a blessing over us. Take the altar call and then we are done tonight. Please hold the hand of your neighbor and agree with me as I declare over this request. Where is Bro Haruna? I saw Bro Haruna at the back. I have a word for you, but I won't say it on camera. Maybe after the service, I have a word for you. God showed me something about you last night. Was it, when were you in that, okay, Friday night. Damaturu Friday, right? God showed me something for you. Can we pray now? You have another handkerchief now? Okay, they are bringing. Agree with me and shout the loudest amen. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I declare in this seventh month, over the request of your children, let there be a rain of answers. A rain of answers. Visit them in their career. Visit them in their jobs. Visit them in their finances.
visit their families, oh God. Overturn the stories of your children. I declare for speedy performance. Speedy performance. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Father, thank you for the release of angels. Thank you for a mighty delivery in this season. Everything that escaped them in the first half of this year, let it be retrieved and released into their hands in this second half. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now lift up your hands. I release the blessing of God over your life. I start with your finances. Any stronghold of the enemy working either in your mind or manipulating the circumstances around you, ensuring to keep you at one spot financially, today by the power that rose Jesus from the dead, let those strongholds be destroyed right now. Let all financial limitations be destroyed now. In the name of Jesus Christ. This month will be your month of release. Let there be a rain of abundance, a rain of favor, a rain of blessing. Let there be tangible evidences in your life. Tangible evidences in your life. There's a lady with a name that starts with letter L. I see the Lord. I don't know what it is, but God is coming through for you. There's a payment that God is going to make for you. Somebody's paying something for you, a miracle. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Anyone trusting God to settle bills or to pay for anything, school fees, rent, whatever it is that is needed to settle you this season, may my God answer you by a miracle. In the name of Jesus Christ. I call you blessed in this month. Let it rain over your life this season. I release the Spirit over you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Cycles of afflictions are terminated right now. Anyone that came in here sick, put your hand where that sickness is. Right now, I curse affliction forever. It departs out of your body right now. The Lord says, as you are walking out of here, you are walking with your healing. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every arrow of the enemy that has been fired towards you or any member of your family, today I misguide that arrow and I return it back to the sender. In the name of Jesus Christ. Anyone whose family or any individual here who is under the snare and the clutches of witchcraft, I set those covens on fire right now. I set them on fire right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every battle you have fought before now, the Lord gives you victory in the month of July. The Lord gives you stunning victories, successive victories. And for somebody, the Lord is bringing you into rest. Rest on every side. Rest as touching your finances. Rest on, that's the power of God. Rest on every side. Rest as touching your accommodation. Rest as touching your career. Rest as touching your business. Rest as touching your organization. Rest on every side. In the name of Jesus. I release you into seasons of breakthroughs. May you have too much testimonies that there will be no time to share. In this house, we believe in miracles. Anybody expecting a grant, financial resources that should be released on anything whatsoever around that axis, I decree and declare that the testimonies begin from tomorrow. In the name of Jesus Christ. I release you into a season of angelic manifestations. May you experience the deployment of angels around your life to protect you, to provide for you, to secure you, to usher you into favor. Receive it in the name of Jesus. I declare that it is well with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Clap your hands and give Jesus the praise. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. God bless you. Please be seated. Few announcements and I'll take the final prayer and we are done tonight. Are we blessed? Amen and amen. Just give me 5 minutes and we are done. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. You are walking out of this place healed, saved, delivered, and blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We are back from the trip by the grace of God. Pneumatec resumes from next Sunday. Amen. So let's trust God to be here next Sunday. I'm not done. There's one more prayer I need to pray. All right? Next Sunday, make sure you are here. Come with your friends and let them be a part of what God is doing. Tomorrow is our workers' service. So all workers and leaders, please make sure you are here by 5 p.m. It's going to be a wonderful time in the presence of the Lord in the name of Jesus. You can pack these things away. Amen. Our buses will be outside to convey you to your various locations. God help you as you take advantage of that service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Psalms 118 and verse 26. Two scriptures. Okay, Proverbs 11 verse 11. Two scriptures and the final prayer before we leave tonight. Have you been blessed at all? Proverbs 11, 11. Can you be quick for me, please? Please read what is written or what is projected on the screen at the count of three. One, two, three. Good. Please, nobody should go yet. Please. When I was coming back into Maiduguri yesterday, the Lord gave me this scripture and the Lord said, make sure you pronounce a blessing over your city. Your prosperity is connected to this city. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Your thriving, your longevity, everything about your life is connected to your city. We're going to stand up as we close and I will pray and we're going to release the blessings of God over this land. There's going to be a change. Many of you that own organizations, you are going to see a new move. You will see the land supporting the rising of what you do. By the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted. Huh? It says, but by the word, by the mouth of the wicked, it is overthrown. Don't join people to make negative statements over the place where you live. Anywhere in the world. Remember, by the blessing of the upright. And that's what we are going to do. And maybe after this blessing, I'm going to ask God as a sign that the rain will fall this week. Amen. Stand to your feet. Hold the hand of your neighbor. Just tutu. Not more than tutu. Just tutu. We are going to do it very prophetic. And then I will take the altar call and we'll go. I will take the altar call. Amen. If a city is cursed, it will take the blessing of the upright to turn that curse to a blessing. If a city must prosper the righteous, it will take the blessing of a righteous man. Some of you have businesses in your city. Some of you, career-wise, many of us have families and all kinds of things. God told Jeremiah to tell the children of Israel, he says, seek the peace and the good of the city where you are going to. He said, for in it lies your prosperity. It is time for this land to begin to favor you. Do you believe at all? The portion, your portion of the wealth of this land, it is time for it to be allocated to you. Are you ready? Father, in the name of Jesus, support with a stronger amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we stand as your congregation and we speak your blessing over this land. And by extension, I'm praying for the cities of all those who are connecting online right now. every curse that existed in the land, we overturn it into a blessing. By the power in the name of Jesus, every curse in this land is turned to a blessing. Father, any evil sacrifice that was committed to the ground to work against the favor of your children, blood sacrifices of animals, of humans, any work of witchcraft, of necromancy, of divination, any programming into the earth that is causing disfavor over the righteous, from tonight we abort and we neutralize that mission. We abort and neutralize that programming. In the name of Jesus Christ, we speak the blessing of God over this land. He says, moreover, the profit of the land is for all. Even the kings are fed by what comes from the field. Lord, let the portion of the wealth of this land be released to the hands of your children. Let their businesses prosper. Let their organizations prosper. Let the land support their existence. This land will not reject you. This land will not fight against you. Anything that was done to the wind and to the atmosphere to work against the children of God, we overturn it right now in the name of Jesus. Any power from hell that was sourced from the moon, from the sun, from heavenly bodies through astrology, in the name of Jesus, it is terminated now. And we release judgment upon those demonic priests. Judgment upon those demonic priests. In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare that this city is blessed and it will favor the prosperity of your children. From today, you walk in dominion. Go and experience breakthroughs. Let jobs look for you. Let everything you do prosper. Let the influence and the favor of God rest upon you. No longer will you be invisible. I declare the favor of God makes you visible from today. You will eat the good of your land. And those of you that it is time for you to transit from where you are to where God wants you to be, let the wind of the Spirit carry you like Elijah to the place of destiny. In the name of Jesus Christ, I forbid satanic options from coming your way. That when God brings the blessings, everything that the devil do, masquerading as though it's a blessing to make you make a wrong choice, I forbid it from coming your way. In the name of Jesus Christ, I call you blessed in this season. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Clap your hands for Jesus. Have you been blessed tonight? Finally, before we go, everybody standing and making the altar call. Please, everybody stand. There must be one or more souls that must come to Jesus today. The greatest miracle that you'll receive tonight is the miracle of your soul. That you have a thriving relationship with God because you have been restored. Everybody, please be upstanding wherever you are. You want to say yes to Jesus, or you want to rededicate your life. You want him to restore you. You want to have an authentic and thriving relationship with God. You've waited this long. I want to give you an opportunity. It is through this you can receive the delivery of everything you have prayed for. Wherever you are, you just repeat this after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I believe that you died and rose again for my salvation. I receive you, therefore, into my heart, and I proclaim you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen and amen. If you made that prayer, you are now born again. You are restored. You have the Spirit of God living in you. Your life is brand new, and God wants you to know him, and he wants to take you from glory to glory. If you made that prayer either as the first time or you are making it again as a way of rededication, please pick your Bibles, your bags, and everything you came with. Rush to the front quickly in 10 seconds so I can pray for you. Rush forward quickly so I can pray for you before we go. quickly. You made that prayer with me, the prayer of salvation, of rededication. Please step forward quickly so I can pray for you and seal this new birth experience. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory to God that we are all saved. The Lord bless you and keep you. Cause his face to shine upon you. Be gracious unto you. Lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. Experience a wonderful week ahead.
If you've been blessed or inspired by this message, you can connect with us by liking our Facebook page and subscribing to our YouTube channel at Sons of Glory Network International.